Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos.
Morning again, John.
Good morning, good morning. And our next guest is Veronica Lurvy. And Veronica Lurvy is a councilwoman. I met Veronica 2 years ago when she first considered that she wanted to run for council and put her mind to it, did a phenomenal campaign, etc., and has taken over the seat, which was Anna Kaplan's, who moved on to the Senate. And it's amazing that when one good person moves on someplace, we can find another equally high quality person to take over. And we have found that in the town of North Hempstead in Veronica. We're going to talk about two things. No, it's the truth, Veronica. You're an absolute gem. I want to talk about two things. I know recently you've been involved in this absolute despicable Asian hate situation that's going around the country. This morning on the news, I heard somebody, a person is campaigning, I don't know where, out west someplace, and a truck drove by and yelled white power. It was an Asian person. I was like, you got to be kidding. You saw his face and everything. I'm sure you'll see it tonight, a white pickup truck. Here's where we are. So bring us up to date on what's going on in the town and do our best to help this situation.
Right, of course. It's terrible. But first of all, I want to say hello to you and to Otto and Christina. Thank you for having me on again. I really look forward to joining you all, always. And not just because of those beautiful introductions that you do, John, that I definitely do not deserve, but I will try to live up to them. So yeah, this horrific surge in hate crimes against Asian Americans that we're seeing throughout the country. Unfortunately, you know, it happens here too. There have been various incidents that, you know, came to my attention. I live in Great Neck. It has a large and beautiful Asian American community that is growing. And so through my, you know, discussions with them, I was hearing about these things that happened, even children, you know, being stopped on the street. They were walking their bikes and they were wearing a mask and they were set upon by other kids, calling them COVID spreaders and just terrible, terrible things. And it became clear that this family that was involved in it didn't know where to turn. And then other people got involved and they didn't know where to go. And it was an opportunity for us to start a dialogue on this, start a dialogue with the Asian American community, let them know that we're there for them because we're a family in the town of North Hempstead. I cannot say that more strongly. You know, we love everybody. We feel like we are so enriched by all the diversity that we have and all the people that come and move to the town of North Hempstead. And the Asian American community is part of that family. So we have a wonderful town supervisor, Judy Bosworth, who believes the same way that I do. And the town decided that the best way to address this was to establish an Asian American advisory committee. And by having a committee, we can join. We can speak to leaders in the Asian American community. We can hear their stories, right? Which is so important in these situations. You don't know the other person's lived story. They need to tell it to you, but you need to make yourself available for that. So we've had a meeting, and out of that meeting, we had some great ideas. I don't know if you've seen the Not in Our Town signs that have been put up throughout the town that are based on the Not in Our Town program and include Stop Hate Here in 8 different Asian languages. And that came out of the committee. That came out of the committee, you know, wanting to show the community that we're here for you. So that's, you know, that, and that's just the beginning of the process. That's the beginning of this dialogue.
The shame of it is, and the burden does fall on Veronica and the other people on this committee because, you know, this country was made up of people coming from other countries. There's no question about it. You know, my father-in-law came from Italy. My grandparents came from Ireland. I mean, just, you know, why? What has happened over the last couple of years with this craziness and non-acceptance of anybody who just seems a little different is out of my mind. It's craziness.
Can I tell you something? There was a beautiful rally in Great Neck this past weekend called the Unity Rally, organized by the Great Neck Chinese Association. And so many different community members came out and organizations came out. A lot of elected officials came out to show their solidarity. And our Congressman Suozzi spoke. And I want to just repeat something that he said. He said, we're all Americans. Once we come to the United States, we're all Americans. You can go to France and you won't be a Frenchman. Maybe several generations down, you become a Frenchman or a Frenchwoman, right? You go to different countries and there isn't the same feeling that once you step foot ashore, you become an American.
It's right? So complicated.
Go ahead, Otto.
I've read, Veronica, that your family comes from Czechoslovakia.
Yes.
My mother and father came from Germany. And I'm first generation. They came here in like 1928, way back. But I have told this on the radio before. I remember as a kid in the middle of World War II being called a Nazi. I was born in Brooklyn. There's such a deep thing that, you know, we can make laws, and I think that's great. But how do we get people to get past this business that, they have a, I don't know what it is. It's a mentality that I have to be able to put somebody else down to make me feel better. And I think it starts from when somebody's a kid, when they're a child. You know, I think it comes from within the home. And people just have to get across their thick skull that if it weren't for the fact that they were born who they were born, they wouldn't have much. You know, you have no control over who you are when you're born. You're born, period. Right. Nobody asks you anything.
Right.
So I don't get the complication that people can't get through their head that, you know, why are you so high and mighty about this whole thing?
Right. Oh, I totally agree with you. Yeah, my parents did come from Czechoslovakia in 1968. And there was a period of time there where, you know, if you were Russian, if you were Czech, if you were Hungarian, you came over, you were a communist. Right. So it's the same. I think it comes from a place of fear. I think maybe the way to address this is to think about where that fear comes from, right? The fear that the new immigrant is going to take something away from you. That could be part of it, I think.
You know, I just want to throw something in here, and this is in reference to Veronica, and just another kudos to Veronica. You know, she's saying her family came over in 1968. And Veronica, however, currently is a town council, but Veronica is an attorney and worked her way up in Skadden Arps, which is a major international law firm. So here you take a woman that, according to certain people, maybe should have been ostracized years ago. And today we're doing the same thing with Asian people. And she is such a contributor to our society, our community. It just hurts when people try to close these doors and, you know, in such a way that it's just sheer stupidity. That's all I can turn about it. It's amazing. And you have a tremendous dossier.
Dossier.
Yeah, whatever you call it, you know.
That was good, John. That was good.
Yeah, it's like, should I say it or not?
Just go for it.
Exactly. But it's the truth. There's no question about it, that we have to be very cognizant of who we are. And be fortunate that there's people like Veronica taking it to, okay, I couldn't anything. I'm just one person. Veronica represents, you know, literally thousands of people within her district. And then it's not even in her district, it's within the town, which is 200 and some odd thousand people strong, which, you know, each step counts, you know.
Yeah, I will always go out there and do whatever I can to show unity.
John, you said, I'm sorry, but John, you said you can't do anything, but actually each of us as an individual can do something, and that is not accept that kind of behavior around you. You know, open your mouth if you see something that you don't like. Don't go along with people who like to talk about this as that guy, you know. Well, you don't have to accept that. I think individually that's all we can, not all, but that's a lot that we can do, and in the way of contributing to fight this kind of stuff.
Otto, that's really wise. That's really great. I mean, think about all of us walking around now because the pandemic has all, you know, sort of pushed us out of outside to go and walk around outside. You know, what if we said hello to our neighbors? You know, what if we said, you know, how are you doing? Especially now that we can take our masks off when we're walking around outside, as long as we're not too close to the other people, right? And you're fully vaccinated. But why not smile at somebody, you know, who looks different than you or find out their story? I think that's every person, you're right, every person can make a difference.
Otto, I'm also going to agree with what Veronica's saying. Right, it's not up to Veronica only to do the job. Everybody sees something. It's nothing more than saying hello and making that person feel more comfortable. And then saying hello to another person. And then next thing you know, they feel part of a community. And then when somebody does something negative, it doesn't hurt so much. You know, in one's life, negative things are going to happen, unfortunately. And not everybody's going to love you forever. But if you know you have a circle of support, a circle of friends within a neighborhood, and nothing better than within the government, that you can call Veronica's office and say, my God, you know, this terrible thing just occurred. And you have someone like Veronica there who's going to turn around and respond to it in some fashion, which is just wonderful. I agree. 100%. We're going to keep up with this, but I also want to touch on, we're going to go back and forth, actually, but another project that you're working on. So we're going to do a little positivity, and that's the goats. We're talking about, because we're coming back after the break, which won't be for another couple of minutes, but then there's two things going on that we want to talk with you about today. So just start us with what's going on there, because I don't even know what's going on there.
Well, goats are coming to the town of North Hempstead. That's the headline. And it's very exciting because who doesn't love goats? But really, the really exciting part about it is what they're going to be doing at the town of North Hempstead. They're going to be helping us in an environmentally conscious way to remove poison ivy so that we can remove invasive species and protect our trees and without having to spray herbicides. So it's a very positive environmental action that we're taking here.
You know, I'm very familiar with that corner where the goats are going to be, Shoreview Road and West Shore Road.
Yes.
One of my sons and my niece shared an apartment that they rented from a family member right on that corner. And so this is, I guess, is on the other side, well, by the water side.
Correct.
Of the road.
Yeah.
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 That's interesting.
Yeah. You know, it's sort of all grown in. And a lot of growth that needs to be removed and a lot of English ivy that needs to be removed.
Okay. What we're going to do is we're going to take a break and because I want to continue on this because there's good, exciting, little lighter things to go on. And then, of course, the Asian situation is a much heavier, deeper conversation. Well, you're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.